Hello, listeners. We are the Hermit Social Club FTC Robotics Team 12675, and welcome back to another episode of Hermitology. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Varun, and I'm joined with Thomas and Aaron, and we are our team's video department. And we are here to talk about why your team should think about having a video department and the benefits of doing so. So, starting off, we know this is a robotics team, and you might be thinking, why is video necessary in a robotics team when it's only about like building and manufacturing and coding and for like competitions? But in FIRST, it's very important because it's very about connecting, and video is very helpful when it comes to that.
Video's a form of outreach. It can be created, and it's filmed, created, edited, and then it can be sent out into the world. People can watch it, people can comment, people can just view anything you want to put out there. And it really, really, really works as a great way to communicate with others, and it's a great way to show off what your team is about, what your team is doing, and a great way to make friends too as well.
Yeah, Thomas definitely said it best. It's really just about connecting and communicating. Like on our YouTube channel and podcast, we do a lot of tutorials. We do a lot of showcasing, like competitions that we go to, and just us connecting with other people. And it's just an amazing experience. It's just to show off our amazing experience through video. I don't know how to explain this. It's just showing what it means to be part of a FIRST team, and video really just helps showcase that to the world. Also, one thing that the video department allows you to do is it allows you to be very creative. Like building, you can be creative because it's a robot and you want to make it as creative as possible. But with video, it is a very much like you can think of so many things to do with video. Like you can go, it's like it's an art form. Video is an art, and it's basically just like thinking outside of the box to how can we showcase this amazing event we just went to, and just make it outside the box, and we just think outside the box in order to make that interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. You have absolutely complete control, like free creative manipulation over your product. And taking a look at your video 3 years after an event has happened, just watching it together with the same friends you went in with, it's really, really nostalgic. It's great, and you remember a lot of the memories you may have just dropped by.
It's like a yearbook on YouTube. A yearbook for the internet to see.
Like, if you're watching your childhood videos, it's like the same feeling.
Yeah.
But this time you have a complete, you know, you can make it yourself. It feels a lot more homemade. It feels a lot more, is the embodiment of your team and your team's will and personality.
It also really just gives you that that experience, because I know we all want to do something with this skill in the future, and in some way or another. And this really just gives us the experience to do so, like with editing and planning and like storyboarding and all this, and shooting and all this stuff. If you want to learn how to video edit, but you don't want to do like a YouTube channel, like start your own YouTube channel or something, this really does give people that experience to learn how to video edit and get into a new skill. And when it comes to skills, even if someone's not like really interested in building or programming, they could just work on communicating outreach with videos. And video is a very, like we explained before, video is a very good way for outreach, and it's just fun and rewarding at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not really into the other aspects of robotics, video is kind of the alternative. And a lot of people think, by the way, that it's like the least amount of knowledge and thinking. That's completely wrong. I have to completely disagree, because like building and programming, there is like an infinite skill cap. Editing is a lot harder than you think, and mastering editing is something that takes a lot of time. It once you've done a project, the next project will improve. Your style and your videos will come out better and better. It can go from cringy homemade small videos to full on like large productions.
Thomas definitely said it best. Like you hear the saying, mistakes are the best because you learn from them. Video is a very good example. Video editing is a very good example when it comes to that. Because you make one your first video, and it may feel like you feel proud, like, oh, I made that video, and it's on the internet, and people can watch it. You see these mistakes, and the next time you make it, you can like make it better. You can build upon that idea. So like, if you forget to add like a cool intro, you can build upon that, and you really just gain more and more knowledge with every video and every content that you put on, and you make it even better and better, and then you can just.
One of the best parts of video is that everything you do, every single video is unique. I mean, unless you're creating a series, but still. I was on build department for a while, and build department, you're building a robot, and it's different every year, but it's like most of it still remains the same. The wheels is the same, the hub is the same, but for video, the way you structure your video can change every single time, and we're not restricted by first rules like. When you're building the robot, you can't use specific materials or strategies because there's rules in set, right? But for video, the only rules we have to follow is a YouTube TOS, so we have a lot more free range, and what we do is different every time.
And
Adds a
being
lot of diversity.
and a team is very helpful to if you want to see more uniqueness. Every single person, we're a three-man team, and every single person has their own style. So every single video you see on our channel is different. There is no similarities. There's nothing that every single video stands out on their own, and it really just makes you shine. It makes your content shine a lot. And everyone has their own style. Everyone has what they knows what they want to do. It's not like building upon what someone else has already done. It's just all up to you. It's very free range.
However, you are not building on what someone else has already done. However, please do not be afraid to gain inspiration by watching other videos. Look at literally anything from a movie, from a TV show to a YouTube video. The sheer amount of editing and the sheer amount of like acting and structuring and organizing, that all helps. Like you can add as much as you want into your own production. And eventually that's how you construct your own style from there. And it's videos also help me organize. It's helped me time manage. It's helped me figure. Oh yeah, movie magic, absolutely. Misdirection. It's like really like a magic trick because you can make things that can't happen in real life happen digitally.
Yeah, and you do really gain a lot. We know, definitely we have gained a lot of knowledge from this, from being on this department. Like, I know we have to talk to a lot of people about like shooting or like how we're gonna organize, and that definitely gives you the confidence to just like do more. And Thomas was talking about inspiration. When you take inspiration, you want to think like you don't want to do the exact same thing. That's plagiarism. Plagiarism is not good. But you really want to like gain that information. You want to make it better so it can make it like your own style. Like you see something really cool, you want to make that really, you want to make that your kind of cool. You want to tweak it and you want to change it so that's your own style instead of just being someone else's work. You want to, it's inspiration. That's how inspiration works.
Also, when you're editing your video, taking inspiration and making what you make your own, what I've noticed is that you, as we said, like you gain a lot of skills, but I mean like it's a huge ocean of skills actually. For example, you're editing a video, right? And you want real life footage. You can delve into photography, you can delve into lighting, you can delve into so many things. Like prop design, graphic design, and even when you're like doing videos, you can do animation, you can do art, you can do straight, and also sometimes you need to learn like audio mixing, which is a huge problem in video, actually. It's the audio. The audio is something you really have to focus and worry about. And it got me into, like, at one point I was like making a song. Like, it's that crazy. You need to learn a lot while you're going through it, and it helps you diversify your skill palette, which is really, really nice.
So anyway, just to like cap it off, video is really just a really cool skill to learn. You gain a lot of skills from it, not just learning how to edit. You learn how to organize. You learn how to organize, and you learn how to like communicate better. And it's just a very fun and rewarding skill. It's a very easy way, and it's a very fun way to connect with your community about what you're doing. And that's just connect with the community, with your own community, and you always have unique style. And that's really the point of it. It's not just like you're doing it just for you. You're doing it for the world to see. And you're showcasing what you have, what you're made of, to just like make yourself shine out there in the world with these videos. And if you have a team, you definitely should think about having a video department. It can really help.
It's like leaving a statue. You know, it's leaving a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say it better.
That got deep.
Yeah.
That got really
dang.
Rude.
That was very deep. Okay, well, with that, I think that concludes our podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you all next time.
Next time.